אנגלית, שאלון ה', מודיול E, קיץ תשס"ד, 2004.
Part 2. Access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשס"ד, 2004. 4 ו-5 יחידות לימוד. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Homestyles. Today's guest is Dr. Leslie Pearson, veterinarian and author of the book The Wrong Pets. Good morning, Dr. Pearson.
Good morning.
Dr. Pearson, what do you mean by the wrong pets?
Well, I don't mean the dogs, cats, birds, and fish that most people keep, of course. I mean the far stranger pets we veterinarians have been seeing, like wolves, tigers, monkeys. It's a relatively new trend in the Western world, some 50 years or so, and it's causing a lot of damage. Actually, that was my main motivation for writing this book.
Really?
Yes, you see, wild animals don't just pop up in your home. They have to be hunted, captured, and transferred across continents. Obviously, there's a lot of money involved. So an illegal trade in wild animals has developed over the years. This is causing a great deal of damage to animal populations in nature. And in fact, some wild species are in danger of disappearing altogether. Governments haven't managed to put a stop to this trade, despite their efforts to catch the criminals. As long as there is a demand for wild animals as pets, people will continue to hunt and sell them. There have been various educational campaigns aimed at lowering this demand, but so far they have not been successful either. I really hope my book will help to change things.
So tell me, please, why do people keep wild animals?
Actually, it's an ancient custom found all over the world, in all cultures, and there are various reasons for it. American Indians, for example, were dependent on the wildlife around them and therefore kept a great variety of wild animals so that their children would have a better understanding of animal behavior. But there's a more important factor. A wild animal is fierce and unpredictable, and many owners want to prove they can control it. And the fact that wild animals are difficult to get and very expensive adds to the attraction as well. So, for many centuries, rich and influential people kept all kinds of large or exotic animals as a sign of wealth and power.
Are these reasons still true today?
Well, I don't think anyone today keeps wild animals to educate children, but yes, the other elements are still very strong. People want you to see how well they handle such wild animals. It makes them feel powerful, or enables them to shock others.
But aren't such animals a threat to their owners and to others?
Yes, there's definitely a danger that people might get hurt. Even the cutest little wolves or lions may become aggressive when they get older and attack someone. What will you do when that happens?
You can give them to a zoo, can't you?
No, you can't. Zoos generally won't take them from you. So, where will you send them? Back to the forests or deserts where they were caught? They'll just die there because they lack the skills to hunt. We really need to do something about the whole situation as soon as possible.
Well, I hope this interview will help. Thank you, Dr. Pearson, for telling us about this fascinating subject. And this ends today's broadcast of Homestyles. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to Home Styles. Today's guest is Dr. Leslie Pearson, veterinarian and author of the book The Wrong Pets. Good morning, Dr. Pearson.
Good morning.
Dr. Pearson, what do you mean by the wrong pets?
Well, I don't mean the dogs, cats, birds and fish that most people keep, of course. I mean the far stranger pets we veterinarians have been seeing, like wolves, tigers, monkeys. It's a relatively new trend in the Western world, some 50 years or so, and it's causing a lot of damage. Actually, that was my main motivation for writing the book.
Really?
Yes. You see, wild animals don't just pop up in your home. They have to be hunted, captured, and transferred across continents. Obviously, there's a lot of money involved. So an illegal trade in wild animals has developed over the years. This is causing a great deal of damage to animal populations in nature. And in fact, some wild species are in danger of disappearing altogether. Governments haven't managed to put a stop to this trade, despite their efforts to catch the criminals. As long as there is a demand for wild animals as pets, people will continue to hunt and sell them. There have been various educational campaigns aimed at lowering this demand, but so far, they have not been successful either. I really hope my book will help to change things.
So tell me, please, why do people keep wild animals?
Actually, it's an ancient custom found all over the world, in all cultures, and there are various reasons for it. American Indians, for example, were dependent on the wildlife around them, and therefore kept a great variety of wild animals so that their children would have a better understanding of animal behavior. But there's a more important factor. A wild animal is fierce and unpredictable, and many owners want to prove they can control it. And the fact that wild animals are difficult to get and very expensive adds to the attraction as well. So for many centuries, rich and influential people kept all kinds of large or exotic animals as a sign of wealth and power.
Are these reasons still true today?
Well, I don't think anyone today keeps wild animals to educate children, but yes, the other elements are still very strong. People want you to see how well they handle such wild animals. It makes them feel powerful, or enables them to shock others.
But aren't such animals a threat to their owners and to others?
Yes, there's definitely a danger that people might get hurt. Even the cutest little wolves or lions may become aggressive when they get older and attack someone. What will you do when that happens?
You can give them to a zoo, can't you?
No, you can't. Zoos generally won't take them from you. So where will you send them? Back to the forests or deserts where they were caught? They'll just die there because they lack the skills to hunt. We really need to do something about the whole situation as soon as possible.
Well, I hope this interview will help. Thank you, Dr. Pearson, for telling us about this fascinating subject. And this ends today's broadcast of Home Styles. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 8 to 13 according to the broadcast. In questions 10 and 12, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. The Wrong Pets. 8. Dr. Pearson wrote the book in order to 1. Tell of her experiences with dangerous pets. 2. Teach about the needs of wild animals. 3. Make people aware of a dangerous trend. 4. Explain how to choose the proper pet. 9. What does Dr. Pearson mention regarding the illegal trade in wild animals? 1. Where it developed. 2. What its consequences are. 3. Which wild animals it affects the most. 4. How the animals are hunted. 10. According to Dr. Pearson, why did people keep wild animals in the past? Give one reason. 11. What does Dr. Pearson say about the reasons people keep wild animals today? 1. They are not very clear. 2. A lot of research is being done on them. 3. Some of them are the same as in the past. 4. They are very different from those in the past. 12. What may happen when wild pets grow up? Complete the sentence. They can sometimes... 13. What does Dr. Pearson explain at the end of the interview? 1. How zoos can help wild animals. 2. Where to treat injured animals. 3. What to do with unwanted pets. 4. Why it is hard to get rid of unwanted pets.
Be'etzlacha.